Before we go, let's take a few minutes to hear some of the many suggestions we've received from listeners who weighed in on this question: how can the U.S. government best improve healthcare? Don't forget, there's still time for you to add your ideas at robertperlmd.com.
We heard from several listeners about the government's role in making prescription drugs both safer and more affordable for Americans. Ed Yap wrote us with a suggestion for Congress to decrease Big Pharma's influence on the U.S. drug policies and prices. Josh Quast said the government should be able to negotiate drug costs directly with pharmaceutical companies. We also heard from healthcare author and entrepreneur Dave Chase, who points out that even now, the United States prescribes opioids at 5 times the rate of most countries. He believes that the government can help by intervening and preventing prescription drug abuse before it starts. Robbie, here we have 3 very different takes on the role of government when it comes to regulating prescription drugs. What do you think about our listeners' suggestions?
Our listeners once again have offered powerful and valuable ideas. As Ed recognizes, the pharmaceutical industry is our nation's largest donor to political campaigns and elected officials. For the past 2 decades, they've consistently lobbied for and successfully passed legislation that maximizes their income and profit, both at the expense of patients. In addition, as John suggests, one solution to the exorbitant cost of drugs in the U.S. compared to other industrialized nations is to allow the government to negotiate prices on behalf of all Americans. All of the nations do so for their citizens, and our country currently is paying the price. Finally, like Dave, I'm appalled by the ways drug companies have pushed addictive medications. For decades, they have misled doctors and hurt families. I believe individuals in these companies need to be held criminally liable for the tens of thousands of people killed as a result of their actions. That's the best way to discourage similar behavior in the future.
Once again, thanks to Ed Yap, Josh Quast, Dave Chase, and everyone else who has participated in the Fixing Healthcare survey on robertperlmd.com.
Please subscribe to Fixing Healthcare on iTunes or other podcast software. If you like the show, please rate it 5 stars and leave a review. Visit our website at fixinghealthcarepodcast.com. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at Fixing HC Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and will tell your friends and colleagues about it. Together, we can make American healthcare once again the best in the world.
Thank you for listening to Fixing Healthcare with Dr. Robert Pearl and Jeremy Corr. Have a great day.